Children, in the next age, which was the Neolithic age, the tools became still sharper and polished. Axes, sickles, spears, bows and arrows have been found from many Neolithic sites in India. Children, you must look at the map given on page 15. Make sure you locate the different sites of the four periods of the Stone Age with the help of the key which is given in the map. This age is best known for three developments, which were beginning of agriculture, invention of the wheel, and making of pottery. Now let us understand each of these three features which has been given on page 16. The first one is agriculture. This was the greatest discovery of the Neolithic age, as early humans became food producers from hunter-gatherers. What does this mean? They are becoming more settled. As mentioned in the book, wheat and barley were the first crops to be grown. The second feature of this age is the invention of the wheel. This was a major landmark of the early humans. The invention of the wheel made their lives easier, made travel faster, and transportation of heavy objects became easier. Thirdly, the early humans learned the art of making pottery out of clay, and then they baked it in fire. They made potter's wheel, which is a revolving wheel on which wet clay is shaped to make pots of different shapes and sizes. Children, please turn to page 16. Now let us understand the changes that took place in people's lives. With the beginning of agriculture, early humans became farmers. Their lives became more settled in mud houses which were located near their fields. Hence, small villages and later societies formed. Few people could grow sufficient food crops for many. So, new occupations such as weaving, pottery, and metalwork evolved. Now see the fun. People began to exchange surplus or extra food, clothes, pots, ornaments made by them between themselves. Just like you exchange your tiffins. This is how the barter system, which means exchange of goods, began. After the Neolithic age, we move on to the Chalcolithic age, which has been mentioned on page 17. In this age, the early humans learned the use of both copper and stone tools. This period, though short, marked an important change from the Stone Age to the Age of Metals. Copper was the first metal to be discovered by the early humans. Copper tools were sharper and stronger than stone tools. Later, copper was mixed with tin to make a very hard metal called bronze. Bronze tools were even stronger than copper ones. This period in which bronze came to be used widely is called the Bronze Age. So children, in this chapter, it was quite amazing to learn how our ancestors existed in the early ages. Thank you.